time in Galilee when a boat was pushed and tossed, and a hardy group of sailors thought everything was lost. They'd left their homes for the master, dropping nets at waterside. Now they were in deep water, with fear they couldn't hide. It was after a long, hard day of work and nearing eventide. The Lord Jesus stood by the peaceful shore and wished to cross to the other side. For he had yet more work to do for people far away. So they climbed aboard and launched the boat and set out on their way. For the fishermen James and John, this was nothing new. With Simon Peter and Andrew there, they knew exactly what to do. Jesus soon fell asleep on the stern, for his body needed rest, and left the care of sailing to those who knew best. Stay with the boat, it's the place you want to be. When the storms of life start raging like that squall on Galilee, keep that mustard seed of faith and don't jump overboard. Hold tight to the tiller and keep your eye on the Lord. East they went into that night, seeking the Tiberian shore, when suddenly they heard something sounding like a muffled roar. The storm, a storm soon started, and as they crossed that turbulent sea, out of control and full of fear, they shouted out this plea: Master, Master, don't you care if we drown? The boat's nearly filled with water, and the wind makes a terrible sound. The waves are high, and in the sky, dark billows are all around. Wake up, Master, we are going down. Rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And so it was, complete calmness came to be. And turning to his crew, he asked, now that they felt safe, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? But at that amazing moment, true terror replaced their fear. They couldn't help but wonder, what manner of man is here? A son of man with such authority that even the winds and the waves obey. Full of their own questions, they didn't have much to say. Stay with the boat, it's the place you want to be. When the storms of life start raging like that squall on Galilee, keep that mustard seed of faith and don't jump overboard. Hold tight to the tiller and keep your eye on the Lord. He knows just what you're going through. God knows just what he's going to do for you. Stay with the boat and keep the faith, and God will see you through. Even when the end seems near, to rest in the Lord with all your heart. That's what he's called us to. Just when you think you're all alone, he's still there with you.